A military honor guard in Kiev welcomes NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. He is quickly shown destroyed Russian military vehicles and equipment displayed on a central square in the Ukrainian capital. It signals that Ukraine remains determined to withstand Russia's invasion despite massive losses on both sides in this ongoing war. Stoltenberg made clear that he hopes Ukraine will become a full NATO member.
Let me be clear. Ukraine's rightful place is in the Euro-Atlantic family. Ukraine's rightful place is in NATO. And over time, our support will help you make this possible.
Stoltenberg also pledged continued military support for Ukraine, saying that so far NATO allies had trained tens of thousands of Ukrainian troops and provided 65 billion euros, more than $71 billion, in military aid alone. Stoltenberg also invited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to an upcoming NATO summit in Vilnius in July. Yet Zelensky told journalists that he urged Stoltenberg to overcome the restraint of some member states in supplying modern warplanes, long-range weapons, artillery and armor. Neighboring Hungary is among the most vocal NATO countries declining to provide weapons or other military aid to Ukraine. Zelensky said he also discussed with Stoltenberg an upcoming Friday meeting at Ramstein in Germany for military powers and how Ukraine could get more aid. He added that holdups were costing the lives of Ukrainian soldiers. Zelensky wants Ukraine to have security guarantees while on the NATO accession path. However, he said he views Stoltenberg's first visit to Ukraine since the Russian invasion began as a sign of the alliance's openness to open a new, ambitious chapter. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.